the Superconducting Super Collider, or SSC for short. On August 11th, the Department of Energy authorized the High Energy Physics Advisory Panel to frame a plan for carrying out the research and development needed for the SSC project. And on November 16, 1983, Donald Hoddle, the Secretary of Energy, announced his department's decision to stop work on Isabel and asked the appropriations committees for the House and Senate for authority to redirect funds from Isabel to the SSC. The search for the mechanism for electroweak symmetry breaking was by no means the only motivation for the supercollider. Usually new accelerators, like those at CERN and Fermilab, are built with the expectation that by moving to new levels of energy, the accelerator will open up illuminating new phenomena. This expectation has almost always been fulfilled. For instance, the old proton synchrotron was built at CERN with no definite idea of what it would find. Certainly no one knew that experiments using neutrino beams from this accelerator would discover the neutral current weak forces, a discovery that in 1973 verified our present unified theory of weak and electromagnetic forces. The large accelerators of today are descendants of Ernest Lawrence's Berkeley cyclotrons of the early 1930s, which were built to accelerate protons to a high enough energy to break through the electrical repulsion surrounding the atomic nucleus. Lawrence had no idea what would be found when the protons got inside the nucleus. Occasionally, a particular discovery can be identified in advance. For instance, the Bevatron in Berkeley was built in the 1950s, especially to have enough energy, a mere 6 billion volts, to be able to create antiprotons, the antiparticles of the protons found in all ordinary atomic nuclei. The Large Electron-Positron Collider, now operating at CERN, was built primarily to have enough energy to produce very large numbers of Z particles, and use them to subject the Standard Model to stringent experimental tests. But even where the design of a new accelerator is motivated by some specific problem, the most important discoveries it makes may be quite unexpected. This was certainly the case at the Bevatron. It did create antiprotons. But its most important achievement was in producing a great variety of unexpected new, strongly interacting particles. In the same way, it was anticipated from the beginning that experiments at the supercollider might make discoveries even more important than the mechanism for electroweak symmetry breaking. Experiments at high-energy accelerators like the supercollider may even solve the most important problem facing modern cosmology, the problem of the missing dark matter. We know that most of the mass of galaxies, and an even larger fraction of the mass of clusters of galaxies, is dark, not in the form of luminous stars like the Sun.